Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
AUKUS. I go immediately to Gregory Copley, Defense and Foreign Affairs, to help me understand a new column from Gideon Rockman, an esteemed foreign correspondent and journalist, who's measuring AUKUS as troubled. The headline is witty. Financial Times. The squawkus about AUKUS is getting louder. Gregory, a very good evening to you. You are my guide on AUKUS. What the part I understand is there's submarines in Pillar 1 and there's technology in Pillar 2. Mr. Rockman, however, identifies three parts of the program that have objections from significant voices in Australia, strategic, political, and technical. So I need, before we attend to those three, I need to understand what it means that former prime ministers Paul Keating and Malcolm Turnbull are named, have made what Mr. Rockman says are scathing criticisms. Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Well, there hasn't been universal applause, that has to be fair, and there are real problems with the alliance. But the strategic concept is profound and profoundly positive for Australia, the UK, and the United States. Who indeed is Paul Keating and who indeed is Malcolm Turnbull? I've met them both. They're both former Australian prime ministers, both essentially, they weren't prime ministers of Australia. They were prime ministers of themselves. They were very, very self-serving, although Paul Keating was also very much an advocate for the People's Republic of China. So naturally, he would not be in favor of AUKUS, which is widely seen, not perhaps correctly, as being primarily an alliance to constrain, contain, or defeat the People's Republic of China. And there's no question Paul Keating has been actively lobbying on behalf of the People's Republic of China. Malcolm Turnbull was a businessman, a financier who basically portrayed himself as the new form of conservatism, and he became prime minister. He was, in fact, ultimately left of centre and basically represented himself, doesn't know anything about strategic issues whatsoever. So I think, look, frankly, yes, you can quote them because they're former prime ministers, but it doesn't mean a lot. And even when the alliance was launched in September 2021, Boris Johnson, who was then prime minister of the UK, made the famous statement from which this headline is derived, where he talked about the raucous squawkus from the anti-AUKUS caucus. So that was the perfect quote. And yes, the problems exist largely with the fact that Pillar One, which was all about getting Australia advanced nuclear attack submarine capabilities, now there's nuclear-powered submarines, and this is going to prove immensely expensive and immensely long-term in its vision. And it's not necessarily the perfect strategic vision anyway, because the first of these nuclear submarines would come as leased US Virginia-class submarines in 2030, and the first of the new AUKUS plus class of SSN, a nuclear attack submarine, wouldn't come into Australian service until 2040. Now, the reality is that the global strategic situation will be dramatically different in 2040 and in 2030, for that matter. The reality is that the People's Republic of China may already have peaked and declined as the primary strategic threat to Australia and to the West by that time. We're already seeing the implosion of the Chinese economy and the fact that the People's Liberation Army is turning out to be a very hollow force, and one which is not going to be committed readily and easily to any conflict, even with Taiwan, because the threat to the survival of the PLA and to the People's Republic of China would then be profound. But The reality is that this is going to cost Australia hundreds of billions of dollars, and that's a big number even in the United States. You know, when you add it all up, as one of the senators once said, a billion here, a billion there, pretty soon you're talking real money. And for Australia to be committing into the hundreds of billions of dollars to these nuclear submarines when it doesn't necessarily can't necessarily be able to prove that it needs that kind of capability to do what it wants. Yes, nuclear attack submarines have a really positive ability in certain areas, but we're looking out 10, 20, 30, 40 years into the future when certainly the China threat will have come and gone by that stage, maybe even in the next couple of years. So looking to the future, what does it mean? By 2040, Australia could have three different forms of submarines in service. The extended service life Collins-class submarine, which is a conventional submarine, the two or three of the Virginia class, and the first one or two of the AUKUS plus class. Now, for any power to maintain three advanced, vastly different submarines in service at the same time is very, very difficult. And these are so different as types that maintaining different training regimens, different supply regimens and staffing and manning, they're not cross-compatible and the like, that would be untenable and not workable for Australia. So that's that whole first pillar of AUKUS is going to collapse, and it'll be replaced by something more practical as it goes forward, and that'll probably be large numbers of unmanned large underwater strike vehicles. In other words, unmanned submarines, which have strategic strike capability, but are not necessarily nuclear powered. And the Australian Air Force will have larger numbers, and the Royal Australian Navy will have larger numbers of unmanned combat aircraft, long range as well. The Australian, we talk about this, the Australian Navy is doubling in its the size of its surface fleet. So it's many big things are happening, but the reason for starting AUKUS, which was the nuclear submarines, is going to come and go, and the real benefits will be on the technology transfer between the three partner states. And they'll have a capacity, a military deployment capability in the North and South Atlantic, the North and South Pacific, the Mediterranean, the Indian Ocean, and the two polar regions. For the first time, such an alliance has been able to have that kind of impact ever in history. So this is much more important than NATO in that regard, and it's between countries which are absolutely compatible in operational capabilities. But whether we get to that stage or not is, again, debatable, because the most important aspect of AUKUS, which we've talked about on this program before, is that they need a strategy. Australia and the US do not have a grand strategy as to where they wish their countries to be in 5 or 10 years' time in a coordinated fashion. Britain is slightly more advanced in this, in that with the separation from the European Union, Brexit, Britain does have a vision, specifically articulated by Boris Johnson, but by others as well, of a Britain which needs to restore its position as a global trading nation, and therefore a power which is capable of projecting some kind of national security capabilities globally. But overall, AUKUS doesn't have a strategy. And to say that it is an anti-China weapon is really not on, because it's not going to be that effective until after the China threat situation has peaked and declined, either through war or through the collapse of the Communist Party of the People's Republic of China.
Mr. Rockman quotes Hugh White, an influential academic: "The massive shift in power and wealth since 1980 makes it impossible to perpetuate the old U.S.-led order." I think that's another way of saying what you have, for many months, have characterized as don't assume this is the future, the present standoff. Consider that there are going to be other alliances and challenges in the 21st century. Do I repeat that correctly, Gregory, that the U.S. is not that reliable once you get past a certain decision-making in Washington?
That's absolutely correct. I know Hugh White, he is influential and he's very, very good. And he's always raised the question of, okay, how much do we depend on the United States and how much do we expect the United States to do for Australia? So, Hugh worried about Australia being tacitly committed to fighting alongside the US in a future war with China. Should that happen, then it would be in Australia's interest anyway to fight alongside the US in such a conflict. I don't believe it will come to that. I believe that, as I said, the China threat will expand and die within the next couple of years. And then with the reduction of the threat from China, the big question is how much more will the US continue to pour into the Indo-Pacific than it's now doing? And it's not doing enough right now, but it's the US commitment to the Indo-Pacific is likely to decline once the China threat declines, unless, of course, something else replaces it, such as a potential disagreement between the US and India, for example. But we're going to see a totally different architecture emerging in the post-China era, and AUKUS could well be positioned to do great things globally for the US, for Australia, and for Britain in that era, but nobody's thought about how to manage it.
Gregory Copley, I'm John Batchelor.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.